Jack, from 8 points down to being Ulster champions, what a turnaround.
8 points down, no Ulster champions, to be honest, hasn't sunk in yet. How we won that game, grit, determination, fight. We didn't play for 40 minutes, and that's obviously something we have to look at. But, I mean, Portaferry, to be fair to them, put up an unbelievable fight. And they were first every ball, and they were the hungriest team for 40 minutes. And we turned it around. And to be fair to them, group of men, every single one of them, you know, 15 battles in the first half, 15 battles lost. And the second half, I think we came out on top and a hell of a lot more of them.
Because like the first 15 minutes was like watching the first 15 minutes of the semi-final, only the other way. Yeah. That's what it seemed like. Is that what it felt like in the action?
Yeah, well, I suppose, well, from starting so well 2 weeks, you know, it takes a wee while. You're nearly standing dazed, and they're firing ball over the bar, and then you just have to try and keep the scoreboard ticking. And we didn't do that. I think we had 10 missed chances in the first half. You know, everything they had seemed to be going over, and we were missing, and we weren't getting enough tackles on. We weren't working hard enough for each other, and we turned that around in the second half. And the two goals were massive in that game, and to be fair to the lads, two shades, was it?
Yeah, two goals in a minute.
But both of them tucked them away massively. Every opportunity that came after that there, we took it, and I think we fell over the finish line then.
After watching as a supporter at so many big days, what's it like to have stepped in as a senior player to play in these big days?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable joy and feeling of pride to be wearing this jersey and winning on the big days. You know, I watched Lanhill win 3 Ulster titles, I watched Lanhill lose Ulster titles, and I've now won my second, lost 2 myself. It's, you know, to be able to represent this jersey day in, day out for the people here today out to support us, the people gone before us, and the people that will wear it in the future, it's an unbelievable feeling of pride.
Because this success just didn't happen tonight. There was like decades of coaching and practice and hard days and good days and all the rest. So try and sum up what this means, this most progress and all those things.
To sum it up is a culmination of a lot of hard work done by a lot of people in the past, and that work is ongoing. It's ongoing underage at the minute, and you know, we've 6 under-22s in that team there. We've a couple of older hands. Well, they're still only 30 odd years of age, and there's still plenty of hurling left in these boys. Look, I have a feeling that we're going to be competing in Ulster for a long time.
5 Ulster titles for a club who struggled to even make an impression for a long time is a big haul.
It is, and we don't dwell on it. We don't take it for granted. We're proud of every single Ulster title we've won, and we're damn proud of this one today after the battle we've went through.
4 teams left in all the industries. I think it's Sarsfield you play. You maybe aren't even aware of that at the minute. Sarsfield has won that one, so that's 2 weeks away. So it's something to get your teeth into, I suppose, over the next few days.
Yeah, Sarsfield's 2 weeks. We'll enjoy this one tonight, and look, bring it on 2 weeks, because there's a hell of a lot of improvement to do, and we hope to showcase it on the biggest stage or in the semi-final. I can't wait.